Are we live?
I think so.
Please, yeah, please keep tapping that. That feels so great in my ears.
Okay, well, see, I'm still getting used to how loud I sound.
Okay, yeah, no, you're good.
Okay.
Am I quiet, loud?
You're kind of loud, but you're always loud, so just kidding.
Thanks.
Sorry, I'll be a little more soft.
Use your indoor voice.
Indoor voices, please.
All right, yes, we are live. Coming from Tokyo, Japan. Just kidding.
Woo!
We are not in Tokyo, Japan.
We are not, but our hearts?
Our hearts.
Are with those that are. That makes it sound like there's a bunch of people in Tokyo, Japan that are like going through a really hard time. It's just the Olympics are happening currently. I think this is gonna go ahead and be our first talking point. Yeah, that actually I remember it was the pointless story. 2012 Summer Olympics in London.
No story is pointless here on the podcast.
Thank you.
That's what I say.
is where it was happening at that time. And that was like the first time that I had heard the Canadian national anthem. Keep in mind, 2012, I was, like 9. So I guess depending on when the actual games were, I was probably 8 or 9. So, you know, not very well versed in my Canadian culture, but that was my first time hearing the Canadian national anthem. And I was like, does everybody have one of those? I just thought it was kind of interesting. I was like, because the national anthem for the United States, as far as I remember, doesn't like straight up say like the United States of America.
Oh, United States.
Yeah. So I was just like, oh, they're actually like, you know, like that's Canada. Like it was easy for me to like recognize or whatever. But again, pointless story.
The only memory, or not really memory, but like the only thing I think about when I hear the Canadian fight song is the guy seeing it and then he trips and falls. Have you seen that video?
No.
Oh man, it is so funny.
I'm
just gonna play part of it really fast, even though you can't see it.
Okay.
So to give context, but here we'll just play it really fast.
Peacock's got Harry Potter.
After this. So it's a hockey game.
Please stand and remove your hats for the singing of our national anthem as performed tonight by Mr. O. So this is a bit of a warm up for next week.
And then he trips over like a piece of garbage on the eyes and he can't get out, bro. Oh, man. Yeah. Oh, Canada.
little note change there.
Little note change. That's what I think of. Anyways.
Yeah, but I...
Sorry.
I think... No.
Excuse the sniffles again, guys.
we're a couple of sick boys. I was gonna say six, that, but I wanted it to alliterate. Six
sickle cells. something else.
Yeah, Matthew and I have both come down with a sickle cell anemia. No, anyways. I wanted to bring that up because that was kind of like I guess my first one of my first Olympic memories, I guess. It was actually, now that I think about it, it was not the 2012 London Games. It was the 2014 Sochi Games.
Sochi.
Because I remember whatever they were about to do was definitely a winter sport. I don't even remember. It was like the one, you know, where they like, sorry, I'm about to sound so silly trying to describe this because I don't know what it's called.
Silly boys.
But they like, they're on skis and they go down. Is it called the ski jump? They like go down a big hill and then they jump. And then they like do flips or something in the air and then they get points.
Yeah, the ski flipperooey competition.
Yeah. So
it's very famous in Poland, I heard.
I think that's where That's where that was coming from, the O Canada thing. But I do remember the 2012 games. So
that's probably my first.
My memory is all over the place right now.
2012 London.
Mm-hmm.
I remember watching the opening ceremony. I love watching the opening ceremonies.
Yeah.
I didn't watch it this year though.
Guess you don't love it that much.
Mm. Nope. Mm. I hate it.
I've grown to hate it. Yeah.
No. Over the years, I've just
lost your fire for it. Yeah, that's all good.
Olympics are kind of fun, you know. It's a good time when the world comes together for once, even though we're like still, in a way, against each other because we're still, you know, it's competition.
Still, definitely not together.
it's one of the few times where we are
geographically. We are.
Yeah, we come together to beat each other. Basically, that's the catchphrase of the 2021 Olympics.
Yep.
So, yeah. Actually, you can go.
I was just going to ask, do we know? I think the next time, because they're in Tokyo this year, right? I was just wondering,
they are.
Like, maybe who's got the next ones, or maybe when they're potentially coming back to the States. Because I thought it was potentially supposed to be like LA this past year. But then it got, or maybe it was always. I think it was always supposed to be
they
Tokyo.
Plan these out like 20 years in advance.
Yeah.
Look that up for us. Fact check it, baby.
I will do that right now. Okay, who has the next Olympics? The 2024
Russia.
Olympics are in Paris, France.
Oh, I knew that because I was watching, and they're like, Paris, France.
Paris, France.
Paris, France.
Let's find.
That's
out.
That's fun.
2026?
Wait, is it every 2 years or every 4 years?
Well, it's like every 4 years would be the summer games, but then like the conversely, it would be the winter games.
Every 2 years.
Because it was like 2012 London games, 2014 Sochi games, which were winter, and then 2016 Rio. Yeah.
Did we not have one in 2018? Oh, no, that was in...
Whoa.
That was like Russia, right?
2018 Olympics?
Yeah.
Were somewhere I don't want to try and pronounce.
Where?
I believe. Hold on. I got you, bro. Sorry, this is a terrible, terrible bit.
That's okay.
They were in South Korea. Cool.
Mm. Russia, South Korea, basically the same place.
Ooh. Nope. but yeah, I don't want to try and butcher that. Not try and butcher it because I would successfully butcher it, but I don't want to try and pronounce it.
That's okay.
Anyways, so there were Olympics in 2018. Wow. I do not remember that at all.
So I mean,
those would have been winter games too.
Technically, these Olympics are still 2020.
Yeah,
like they haven't changed it to 2021.
Yeah. So I guess we're
living in the past.
We're back in 2020. Everybody, thank you for being here. Happy to have you.
I was watching some Olympic games the other day,
mm-hmm.
and handball came on.
Handball.
Have you ever participated in that event?
You're gonna have to remind me what handball is, because while it sounds familiar.
So I'm pretty sure it's basically a game. You play it on a court, and there's a soccer net. Well, there's two soccer nets on the opposite side of the court.
Handball nets, please. Can we?
Yeah. Oh, okay. My bad. So the handball players try to score in the handball nets while using the handball with their hands. But they also dribble it.
Oh.
But there's, like, fouls. But, like, you can also, like, push each other. I don't know. It was a really weird, complex game. But either way... Denmark absolutely destroyed Japan, bro. Like, way to represent your home country, just lose by 50.
Let's go.
Just kidding. I don't know if it was that much, but it was, they were just, it was like the varsity team just absolutely destroying the freshman team and like,
wow.
Like,
I love the middle school kid. We're getting into like the Olympics gossip. Denmark totally demolished Japan in the handball.
Hey, man, I have some roots in Denmark, man. So I
really?
Got it. I there. Yeah.
Okay.
So
okay.
That's, I'm pretty sure that's for my dad's side of the family. originated from.
And you're thinking maybe not so much in Japan.
Right.
Okay. So
yeah, I'm part 2% Japanese.
a little biased here. But hey, yeah, that's welcome. Mean, you
gotta support your home country, right?
I don't know if I'd go that far to call it your home, but
we destroyed, okay? We are the handball champions.
We destroyed. That'll be interesting to see how that carries on for them.
Also watched badminton.
Yeah.
Badminton's one of my favorite sports to watch in the Olympics.
Really?
Oh yeah, it's so fun cuz you go
I will say
like you have to think fast because that shuttlecock, man, it goes
it goes. Boom. Yeah.
They said no, I'm dropping knowledge right now. Okay. Okay. As I was watching the broadcast against Denmark too, against Japan, I think. Or no, not Japan, China. No, it was Japan. It was one of those
really Denmark and Japan just going at it.
Bro, it was doubles and they were like close game. Very, very, very exciting to watch, honestly. It gets you on your seat a little bit. It's like, oh, come on, do better than that. But
yeah,
they said, they said that like how fast one of those birdies can fly is up to 200 miles per hour just on a hit. That's like the Guinness World Record.
For a shuttle clock miles an hour.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. Wow.
I know. So catch me in 2020. For Olympics,
playing badminton for my home country,
Denmark.
I don't. that's crazy. I think that's the cool thing about the Olympics is not every single one of the competitions or games, I guess, that they play. Not all of them are the most like exciting thing in the world. Like if you were to go to like your local badminton court, I bet it wouldn't be that exciting. But whereas it's like the best players in the world doing like all of these different things, it just makes it makes all of them entertaining to a degree. Even, you know, I don't want to I don't want to throw any one competition under the bus, but you know, just stuff that you wouldn't normally like take an interest in, like the fact that it's like the best people in the world doing it at such a high level. It does make all sorts of unorthodox competitions very pleasing to watch. So shout out to the Olympians, by the way.
So what sport do you think you would be the best at for the next coming? We have 4 years to get better and train. So
I mean,
what sport are you going at?
I think this might be kind of a common thread here, just between the two of us, because I know the two of us pretty well. Obviously, I have to go. I don't want to say this because it's such a like boring, predictable answer, but I have to say basketball, just because I mean it's the only one
besides basketball. What sport you're going to get into now?
I just want to say, in terms of competing at an Olympic level or at least close to it, if I had 4 years to train, I might as well choose basketball because I already kind of got a head start, you know what I mean? But specifically, I'm not going to say 5-on-5. I want to do the 3-on-3 basketball.
Oh, dude, that's so fun, bro.
I did not know about until like 2 days ago, by the
way. Yeah, I literally think it's new, like this year.
Yeah. So I was very excited.
I'm down. I'm signing up for that.
Yeah. Signing up, yeah.
I think where's my like
qualifying?
No. I'm signing up. I'm going to the website right now.
I'm signing up. I'm putting in my application. But yeah, no, specifically 3-on-3 basketball, dude, just because they made it look. It look so fun. Yeah,
we'll train for that. Any other? I'm pulling up a list of sports here.
Summer? Are we? We're sticking to summer here.
We'll go summer then winter.
Okay. Because I'm gonna be honest, I don't know if there's a whole lot I can do in the winter. But in the summer, I'm trying to think.
I think the winter might be more beneficial because we have some mountains that we can train in.
That is true.
So we can get better. But
I'm also gonna look up
Tokyo
Just so I have it in front of me.
2028. Dude, shout out Japan, man. They're taking home. They're in first place right now.
Wow. Yeah, they are. 8 gold medals.
Good for them.
I mean, oh. I guess I would have to assume there's a little bit of that home advantage. Home court, there,
yeah. But, well, there's really no fans. So is it really home court advantage that there's no fans?
Well, I mean, I think it's potentially a little bit different.
Whoa, there's baseball, softball?
I did not know that.
I did not know that.
Is that...
I'm not going to sign up for that.
So...
A lot of biking.
So equestrian, that looks a lot like fishing, just based on...
Football.
I mean, I would have to say... For me personally, obviously, you know, the 3-on-3 basketball. But other than that, I'm gonna say handball, man.
I know handball is so cool.
I think handball could potentially.
We played it in lifetime activities a couple times.
Yeah.
Obviously, it wasn't the exact same rules as what I was watching,
mm-hmm.
but it was pretty fun. Got pretty sweaty. Let me tell
you. Yeah. I mean, so I'm having trouble like keeping it in mind that I would potentially have like 4 years to train. I'm kind of just thinking like right now today. So I think that's why
they're going to fly you over right now. So
yeah, I think that's why none of them are looking too like realistic. But if I had 4 years to train, maybe volleyball.
Volleyball's fun, man. Are you thinking beach volleyball? Just normal.
There's a part of me that's kind of biased towards each one, so I don't really know what to say. I'd probably be down for either.
I don't know if I could do beach volleyball. I don't know if I want sand and sweat, that combination kind of combining.
all up on your surfaces.
Yep.
I don't know about any like sprinting or like racing particularly.
Where did I see the other?
Just because I don't have like a burning passion for that, you know?
Marathon swimming. That's Trey's sport right there.
Right there, baby. Trey.
Shout out, Trey. We need to get you that Speedo, bro. Good luck this week in the triathlon, bro.
Wow. I guess for you, badminton.
Dude, I got a badminton set for like my 12th birthday.
Yeah.
And so I was grinding in the backyard.
I'd maybe put
artistic swimming. That's where you draw a painting and then you swim.
I can hardly even do regular swimming at an impressive rate. You know what I mean?
I'm not a good swimmer. I'm not confident in my swimming abilities.
I'm kind of just skimming over these. I think I kind of just am gravitating towards that I'm at least remotely familiar with. I feel like golf might be one that you could look at potentially.
Me? I hate golf. Hot take. Golf and baseball. The worst boring sports ever.
Okay. That reminds
me. I played in a sophomore high school golf team and I'm retired now for good. Yeah. So
that's honestly why I brought it up, because I thought maybe there was like some that had like some unfinished business. But
I didn't even start it.
Okay, well that reminds me.
It is long.
There's a song that I want to send you that I wasn't going to send you because I thought maybe it would, you know, you'd be like, hey man, not that it would like piss you off or anything, but just like, I wanted it to be like a funny thing that we could laugh at, but I'm always down to you. Okay. Anyways, I think
archery. Are you an archer?
No.
Me neither.
We did that in PE in middle school, and that was not my jam.
Dude. So many times in like scout camps, and like, you know, those just like Boy Scouts, we do archery. In my mm-hmm. youth, you know, and I could never hit the freaking bullseye, or not even bullseye, like big block of target, you know.
Yeah, I
couldn't hit it, bro. And then I'd always like jam my finger and I'd hit my hand and it hurt, and not my sport.
Anyways. I get you.
What were you saying?
I don't know. So
fencing's kind of fun to watch.
The what? The
Oh, fencing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I personally, I don't know about getting all stabby like that. That seems,
I mean, you're wearing protection, but.
I mean, but.
Whoa, what is this one? Modern pentathlon. This is Trey's next sport.
Yeah.
So it looks like you're, you go fencing and then you go swimming and then you do a fencing bonus round and then you do riding an unfamiliar horse and you do laser run. I don't even know what that is. Is that laser tag? it's just a whole bunch of combination of sports. So Trey, that's your next challenge.
Interesting. Interesting.
Anyways, sorry. What were you going to say?
Maybe, I feel like you could do some karate, you know?
I was just looking at that one. No, I, dude, that guy, the little, not really emoji, but the character.
Yeah.
The logo, that looks really flexible. I don't think I can kick that high.
field hockey?
Field hockey.
I will say.
My aunt played field hockey.
So, boom. It's
so, she could be my trainer.
Exactly.
Yeah. She's also from Denmark, too, so.
Just boom. There you go. but I think field hockey, there's kind of a distinct difference there, not being on the ice, obviously, because that's being obviously like just ice skating versus playing a competitive sport at a high level while ice skating is, you know, two very different cans of worms there. Uh-huh. So I think maybe field hockey would be somewhere where I would feel a little bit more comfortable. I say that like I would ever potentially remotely feel comfortable in a field hockey situation. I think I would be really good at field hockey.
This would be
I'm a natural born athlete.
This is a major random talk post game talk if we go compete in these.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Are you doing any?
It'll probably last an entire season, maybe.
Honestly.
Doing
any rowing or boat ones?
I don't know canoeing? About the water. I don't know yeah, about that.
Let's stay out the water.
When I do, and this is not to say that I do, but when I have, you know, operated those sort of water transportation vehicles, aquatic maybe you mm-hmm. could throw that in there.
Yeah, good work.
Thank you. It's definitely been more of a leisure activity than it has, you know, any very little reminiscence of competition. Wow. Hey man, this handball thing,
dude, it's,
but yeah, I don't think I could, operate it with enough intensity and focus and determination to be like, I got to win at this paddling right now. Mm-hmm.
That's crazy though. They like, if you watch it, they're so synchronized, bro. It's
yeah.
It's like, what? Rah, 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 rah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that was a fun intro to the episode. How about we just cue that intro music?
Might as well. Might as well.
Let me just be prepared really fast and pull it up.
For sure.
Because I'm ready. Season 2, episode 28, baby.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Quick freestyle.
Not today. Maybe coming soon.
That was so defeated. Not today.
Not today.
We
do need to get on top of that though. Like,
we should.
I feel like just it's 26 seconds of just dancing.
It would be.
We need to put some lyrics to the beat, baby.
I think it'd be fun to kind of go off on that.
Could be fun.
I'm looking.
Could be fun though.
I'm looking. I don't necessarily want to get into this because I think that last thing took a little bit too long. But I am
30 minutes in.
Yeah, I am looking through these winter competitions, mm-hmm. and it's not looking helpful for any of them. So we're gonna go ahead and skip over that.
I will say really fast. That's concluding thoughts about Olympics. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
the bobsled's really fun to watch.
Yeah.
And then like the figure skating, or not the figure skating, the one where they race around on skates, rollers.
Okay. Yeah.
Ice skating. Ice skating.
We are exposing ourselves so bad.
That was always my favorite.
Yeah.
And then I don't know. It's just always fun to watch.
Yeah.
Watch the fast huge, sports.
Huge shout out to all those competing in this Olympics and those gone by.
Yeah. We're going to stay tuned for the Rim Talk Boys to make their Olympic debut in 4 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
3-on-3 basketball, which means we're going to need a teammate.
Hey, man, I've already got one win in my 3v3 basketball.
Oh, gosh. Career. Okay.
So I can help.
Okay.
Yeah, we need a teammate, though. Me, Chasen.
I think it's a.
Who else are we grabbing?
I think they operate in teams of four, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay, we'll take a sub.
So there's a potential sub there.
So we'll take Rudy Gobert at the.
Well, I just
three.
He's French. I wanted to.
Sorry, bro. I have to go over to Denmark. You can stay here at Team USA.
Oh gosh, man! Don't leave me here. I will say, if nothing else, there's an illustrious talent pool for the Olympic Games in this here country. Other than that, no comment.
What do you think is like? What do you think, like, never mind, we're going to be talking about this forever, so I'll just stop it here.
I mean, hey,
I don't want this episode to be so long.
No, this is the 2020 Olympic special.
Hey, okay. I was just going to say, like, there's a lot of upcoming new sports in the world, like pickleball, spikeball. Yeah. Do you ever see those making an Olympic debut maybe in the future?
I think.
Because let me tell, if there were spikeball, bro, I'm going to be training hardcore, bro. Ultimate frisbee? You already know.
Oh yeah,
you already know.
Yeah, that would be a good one, actually. I think it would be really cool because we've seen skateboarding make its debut here in Tokyo, which I think is just a huge step for kind of. I mean, I don't want to say like there are people out there like hating on skateboarding, but I mean, I do think it has kind of necessarily like a maybe I'm speaking completely wrong here, but I think there is sort of a bad rep maybe around skateboarding and I think including it in the Olympics and seeing you know, like I mentioned before about like badminton and everything, seeing like the best in the world do it, you know, might maybe open some people's eyes, and hopefully that, you know, other lesser known competitions can have that same light shed onto them in the
wall
future.
Ball. Could you imagine wall ball
in the freaking Olympics?
That would be amazing. Nerf gun war,
little four Let's square go. Going. Yeah,
dude, four square. I'm ready in, bro. You
I'm already
signed up for that.
You are
tetherball
in the
tetherball
top.
tetherball pole. tic-tac-toe, chess.
Oh, that would
hey,
be
man.
Those are
rock, paper, scissors in the Olympics.
There's got to be so the Olympics are, you know,
going
very,
off
like,
right now
are a very athletic competition, but right. maybe there is a place for more of those strategic kind of things like chess or something, maybe in an alternative kind of competition. I feel like there was definitely a time where chess was in the Olympics. I don't know why I'm getting that vibe, but I feel like.
Should we look it up? We got it.
1940 Olympics featured the greatest chess match of all time. Just kidding. I don't know.
Denmark. Chess in the Olympics? Wasn't bowling in the Olympics, bro? What the heck?
Bowling.
I'm going to go in bowling in the Olympics if it's in there. Yeah, I don't think chess is an Olympic sport. I don't care about chess.
So what I'm getting...
Chess sucks.
...is despite being one of the most played games across the world, chess has failed to make its way into the Olympics. And wow. I would assume, granted, I'm not on, like, the board or committee who, like, you know, decides what is and what isn't in the Olympics. But I would assume it is just because of the lack of, like, you know, athletic prowess that, you know...
Yeah.
Basically, all of these other games, you know, kind of require. But hey, you know, if you're
chase
if you're
your dreams
and you want to compete, you know, in chess at a high level, I'm sure there are, you know, many other competitions globally for you to go for. I personally, just not to make everything about me, I took up chess. I took it up because I am a serious chess player.
3-time world champion.
I started
Jason McMurray.
I started playing chess like last year, just as kind of like a thing. I was like, you know, a great time
is your quarantine hobby.
A great time to learn new things is when you are stuck inside, and believe me, was I stuck inside.
I'm still stuck inside. So if you want to hang out with me,
not stuck inside. Just don't have a reason to go outside at this point.
Unfortunately.
But yeah, no. I kind of got into it a little last year, just as kind of like it's one of those things where it's like, you know, like I'm not really into chess, but it seems like the whole world like knows how to play chess. I'm like the only one or whatever. So I wanted to kind of do it just to say like I know how to do it or whatever.
And, do it just to do it, so you can say just to do it.
No, but I can safely say chess is not for me.
Yeah,
that's kind of the moral of the story there.
I'm not a chesser.
Definitely not a chesser. I'm not even a checker.
Checkerer. What about dodgeball in the Olympics?
I will say dodgeball should not be in the Olympics until dodgeball is back in gym class.
Wow.
That's my starting a petition. Thank you.
Shout out to our
applause actually is coming to us directly from our live studio audience here. They're also in this call. They just have their separate little
Yeah, they're also muted and
just, yeah,
it's
yeah.
just come yeah
yeah we just like unmute every once in a while, and they know to clap or whatever.
We have one of those people that like pull up the sign that's like clap now.
I will say now that I've kind of said that, listen, Matthew and I have come from a place, a school district, you might call it.
Oh, are you talking about dodgeball?
We're dodgeball. Yes, dodgeball.
They're talking about the live studio audience. I'm like,
yeah.
Okay.
Matthew and I. No. We, you know, our school district. Granted, this might vary from, you know, place to place, but not a whole lot of dodgeball.
We need to get a more comfortable chair for this podcast, bro. My ears are getting hot. My back hurts.
Yeah, you
bring me an upgrade.
You need a serious setup, makeover.
If I would have put my microphone to my back right there, you can hear it pop.
Sorry,
continue.
But yeah, no, not a whole lot of dodgeball was played, at least in school.
Wait, so you
earlier
you never like played dodgeball in school?
No, okay. I'm saying earlier on,
just like in the elementary school.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. Dodgeball was bro. Literally on the. By the way, go check out the Random Talk Christmas special. I shared
a
dodgeball story,
and I shared my dodgeball story about destroying my sister as a mascot.
Oh,
check that one out.
Okay. But I was standing there, absolutely terrified. But you know, I had this little moment. And I was like, I got to be confident. I got to be clutch, you know, Mamba mentality. So it's me and Alfredo, mano y mano, right? He's got his like little purple dodgeball or whatever. And he is eyeing me like a piece of meat, dog. He's looking like he's going to eat me for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, right? And he raises his arm up. He raises his arm up with this purple dodgeball and he flings that thing. Let me just clutch up here. Let me just have the greatest moment of my career right here. I caught it. Oh, I caught that thing right in his face.
Christmas
and
miracle.
He was out. And I was like, boom, let's go. But oh my goodness, that was the most adrenaline I've ever had in my life.
Dude.
But yeah, no.
Hey, that was a great story, just by the way.
So earlier on, definitely dodgeball was happening, but it got to a point where I guess someone on the board of our school district was like, hey, we can't be doing this because it's bad or whatever.
Probably Michelle Obama.
So
I mean, if he changed She changed the food. She's got to be changing the PE curriculum.
This is a. This is.
I'm kidding.
Shout out to Michelle Obama. I don't know what she's doing these days, but hopefully you're doing all right.
I've heard she has a Spotify original podcast.
Does she?
I've never listened to it.
I've not heard that. I've never listened to it, but maybe I will after this.
Go leave her a 5-star review.
This is just a podcast where we shout out other podcasts. Yeah,
she's gonna be top 10 potty in the potty list. Potty award show.
Probably won an award at this point.
She probably has.
People with such notoriety tend to cross over quite well into the podcast world, just because it's a great place to share your insight. And boy, does she have
some unique insight. She does.
Eventually it got to a point where, like, kind of in the later years, like, I want to say probably middle school, high school, we just eventually really cut down on that. So maybe to get back to my point that I made 45 minutes ago, maybe it, you know, you can decide for yourself if you want dodgeball to happen in your school. But I think on the Olympic stage, yeah, sure. Why not? Yeah,
do it.
I think it is one of those things where it does genuinely take enough skill, or I guess depending on how you play, takes enough skill to where you can say, hey, yeah, you know, it would be interesting or entertaining, dude, to see.
Oh yeah, dude. And it gets so fun, because if you're the last guy out there on your team and you're going 1v1 against another guy, you're blocking balls, you're catching balls.
One-on-one, Denmark and Japan. Yeah. Denmark,
Japan coming soon.
But that'd be really interesting.
Dodgeball's so fun, dude.
Such
a shame that kids don't play these days. Man.
Dodgeball has really shaped,
what is wrong with
has really shaped me as a person. Yeah, I don't know who decided that, but
screw you, whoever you are. Go consider your options you make as a person in life. Okay. Sorry.
I would like to interject here and say that everybody, let's all consider our options and maybe work on choosing the better one, because boy, are there problems out there. Anyways, we're gonna go ahead and segue here. Not a
political segue,
Matthew. Show. I guess we've kind of already been talking about this, so this isn't much of a segue. But I wanted to bring up specifically. Oh, I just got a Spotify notification. That was really ironic.
Did you know that you can go in your Spotify settings and click on notifications for every show and podcast you follow? So go do that right now. Go to Avram Talk Podcast.
You can Spotify if turn those notifications on. If you're listening to us on Spotify, you can get notified every time a new episode drops. And who wouldn't want that?
Sorry, I had to quick plug really fast.
Yeah, you can be sure to turn on, you know, post notifications. Everywhere, Instagram. And while,
yeah, do that.
Because there is a fresh post every time there's a fresh episode. So whether you want the notification directly from your listening platform, or you would like from Instagram, you can choose, or maybe even both.
Exactly.
If you're really cool. Anyways, not much of a segue. I just wanted to say, like, if you could pick like that one sport that maybe not one of the more obvious ones that we've kind of gone over, but like, what's like an underrated kind of maybe passed over, forgotten about sport that you would like to see in the Olympics in 2024 in Paris?
Are you saying like a sport that has been canceled
from
the Olympics, or just like?
Maybe just I mean, if that's the direction that you want to go, and you maybe have like a good answer for that, then go for it. But I think just mostly something that, in terms of like the public eye, maybe isn't like the most, like, you know, because like dodgeball, like, it, like, everybody knows what dodgeball is, you know what I'm saying? But like, maybe something a little more under the radar, you know. I guess that depends how you define under the radar, but
I want to see. You know how there's trampolines at the Olympics for like gymnastics and stuff?
Yeah.
What if now we bring back, I've mentioned a lot of sports, you know, that I want to see.
You have.
But I just am not thinking about this one. We have basketball, right? We have 3v3 basketball. But do you ever see those like Hossa highlights and SportsCenter posts about like playing basketball on trampolines? What if we bring that into the Olympics?
Okay, Matthew. Now here's my problem with what you've just said. My problem with what you've just said is that's what I was going to say.
No way. No. No.
I'm serious. No.
You're lying.
No, it's called slam ball, okay? And basically
slam ball, yeah.
And basically what it is it's just a regular basketball court.
How funny is that?
Except inside of each three-point line is just a whole bunch of trampolines and basically, I mean, the specific slam ball rules are a lot different than basketball. But basically just to generalize as much as I can to create a pretty good understanding is it's just basketball on trampolines, which
and it's
I mean,
so fun to watch.
I mean you think about it like, oh, you know, those basketball players are so cool because they can run so fast and jump so high. Like basically it makes everybody look like LeBron James, and
exactly
that would be pretty cool. So yeah, yeah. Definitely.
It's like going
I can't
to your
believe you said that.
It's like going to your trampoline park and then just like playing a pickup game, but like absolutely destroying people on windmill dunks.
Oh,
like
jeez.
Dang, did I really
that was my whole
dang.
Like,
I was about to ask you what would you
bro,
say.
When we were taking notes and stuff, I was writing it down and I was like, whoa, like one thing you would want in the Olympics or whatever. And I was like, oh, all right,
I'll think of something else.
I literally probably 2-3 days ago, I watched like a whole like documentary about slam ball and why it went away and whatever. And of course, you said that. Of course,
I had no idea. I'll think of something
think
else.
Just
think,
the same,
I'll think of something else really fast. Okay, I'll just say along the lines of basketball, let's have a game of a pig or a game of horse.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Mike Conley will take it again.
No, yeah, probably. Yeah. That would be interesting though. Yeah, to see like
that could be cool though.
to have like, well, I feel like what would be really funny is if like you didn't send like some crazy NBA player. It was just like a bunch of just like common people, just like in the Olympics.
It's the teams that didn't make the 3v3 cut. They're just like,
guess
we'll play
pig.
Against Germany or something. Here's how the Germans are really good at their picks.
Man, that's so that's freaking funny to me. Can't believe you. Anyways,
stole your thoughts there.
I have another thing which I think we brought up before we started taping here was potentially making your own Olympic sport that you would like to see featured. I don't know if I potentially have the creative capacity at this given moment
not on the spot
to make that happen, but
I will say we during lunch we used to come up with a lot of games to play, like during lunch at like, you know, middle school we would go out and just play. We had like this really fun game we would play that we like combined a whole bunch of sports together. Don't remember what it was, but yeah, I can't probably think of one right now on the spot, but maybe we'll come prepared next time with the
tune in next week where we create our own Olympics. that would actually be kind of interesting, like if we did like a podcast Olympics and it was just like different, like
what if we do a competition and then we bring like we keep track of us.
Mm-hmm.
But we can also bring back former guests on the pod to help us, or maybe they play along with us, and we keep a whole bracket going for a whole score system. And at the end of maybe when the Olympics end, we do award ceremony.
Ooh,
I don't know. We
would have to go, you know, find all those guys and get them out of the basement, because if you did not know,
get out of the basement, we have them trapped, locked up.
We do lock them up, and we're like, all right, well, time to bring you back on, because you know we don't have anybody booked or whatever.
We have a very busy schedule.
Speaking of which, if you're out there listening to this and you want to be on, just kidding.
You
want to
be on?
Yeah.
If you know us and you want to be on, hit us up. But if you just want to hear your voice be featured on the show, you already know what to do.
Yeah,
5-star review voice memo.
That's where I was trying to go with that. But
I got you, bro.
Not going to work out too well.
That's okay. That's okay.
But yeah, also quick.
We'll think about it. We'll think about the whole Olympic thing on the pod. That could be a fun idea.
Quick update for my people. Not that anyone cares, but just for the simple fact of or I guess for the sake of continuity, just because we have brought this up a few times over the past couple of episodes, my hair's pink.
I was going to bring that up.
And that's a, thank you. Yeah, I kind of wanted to get to it just because.
It's a hot pink, too. It is bright.
Yeah, it is. Woo! Definitely not what I was anticipating. But, I mean, great. If you, I guess, I was going to say, if you want to see a picture of it, go follow me on Instagram. But I haven't posted a picture of it. So
on TikTok,
that wouldn't
you
work.
Have.
Oh, people yeah. If you want to see it, go follow People Love People on TikTok. Anyways, next.
Next bit we have. should we do the yay of the day?
Yeah, sure.
Feeling grateful, Tayson?
Yeah.
Say yes. That's the right answer.
Yeah. I don't know. Yes, I am.
Yay! 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 Did you hear that okay?
I did. Okay, yeah. Good.
Still learning how this sound system, guys, so please bear with me as I...
Yay!
Become a musical producer. Just kidding.
Become a DJ.
DJ in the house.
Yeah. Watch out for our Random Talk electronic album dropping summer 2022.
Dude, we've got our whole future planned out, man. Olympics.
We do. We have an entire bucket list.
I just want to say, rip to the summer 21 checklist. Something we've discussed, brought up many times.
Hey, listen, summer's not done, man. There's hope.
You're right. There's hope. Do anything tomorrow?
is there like a physical copy of this list that we can potentially go over, or is it more so just a?
It's a mental checklist.
Okay. Because I
have it recorded. We can go back and listen, and make a physical.
That's fair. If you out there would like to go back and listen to all the things on our summer checklist, be sure to go check out season 2 of the Random Talk. I'm keeping it broad because I don't know when we started doing that.
I don't know when we started either.
But yeah, go check out season 2 of the Random Talk podcast, aka what you're listening to. There are 27 other episodes.
That's right.
That are available right now. Depending on when you're listening to this, maybe more have come out. But
yeah.
Go ahead and check those out if you want to. But
dude, yeah. this is so fun because like, we're in July. We started season 2 back in January, and we're going to go all the way through December,
by the way,
that's a lot of year to go through.
We're almost out of July, by the way.
This is the last episode of July.
I feel like we have like a sad song. We are going to miss July. It did us well, definitely.
It's a good month. It's just a solid month, dude.
It is solid. I know you're potentially a little bit biased here,
no, what? I'm not
but,
biased.
But what I do want to mention on a similar topic here is the day this comes out, it's going to be Tuesday, July 27th, if all goes according to plan.
If the calendar stays the same.
Yes. who knows, man? The way things have been going. But in exactly 1 month from the release date of this episode, I will be having my 18th birthday, which I don't want to make this like a big deal. Like
he's tooting his own horn right now.
Like everybody celebrate me or whatever. But I do want to bring it up just because obviously Matthew's birthday was relatively recently in terms of just this podcast. You know,
you're right.
A couple episodes ago, you know, we had one come out the day before his birthday, and I feel like we did a good job of hyping that up. So. I guess the
so we're gonna hype up your birthday and we're gonna sell it on the pot too. Don't worry, we got you, Days.
The point of me bringing this up is the fact that like this episode really begins the countdown. I mean, I say the countdown, but the countdown started.
The
countdown started as soon as I was born, basically. But but this is kind of the countdown. My last month here. I signed my innocent youth.
I signed my first big boy paper today.
That's
what I call it
insurance. As an adult.
As an adult. And let me tell you, I did not like it.
I mean, I want to be a supportive friend, but I don't like that either. just you saying.
I mean,
that
signing
really...
things are kind of fun too, but it's just what I'm signing. Yeah.
I feel like I know the answer to this, but do you like practice like autograph or signature Like, because for me personally, if I wouldn't look, I bet I have.
Who pages, hasn't done that?
I bet, bro? I have pages.
Who has of, not of filled notebooks. Up their notebook full of your own signature, bro?
Different styles and fonts and different things.
Not anymore, because I found my signature. If you want to see my signature, go follow at mjcustom.art on Instagram.
And his signature is on all those, so he can
mostly all them. Yeah,
go and see that. Yeah,
but quick plug there. mm-hmm. But yeah, I used to practice all the time until I found it. I'm like, yes. And now I feel like if you need a signature and you're starting with yours, just hit me up. Because No. Well, just keep trying. But yeah. Hit me up, because I feel like I found like a nice font thing to do. To try on different names.
Okay.
So if you're looking for your signature, go hit up my business email at matthewsiggs.com@gmail.com. I just realized website email links those together. But I did it to my friend this year. He's like, bro, I'm just struggling. I'm like, I got you. Whipped it really fast. A couple tries though, because I'm not getting perfect first try.
Of course, of course.
I found it. He's like, bro, that's so sick. I'm like, yeah.
Anyways, love that. I personally did
practice.
I am someone who, I'm still kind of in that practicing phase, just because, eventually pretty soon here, I'm going to have to start putting my name on a lot of things and I want it to look nice. You know what I mean? So, definitely very interesting to kind of like practice and stuff, but
you gotta do what you gotta do sometimes.
Huge shout out. I will say that is definitely, I mean, I'm speaking as someone who hasn't quite found their signature yet.
Found your foundation.
but I feel like that's gotta just be such like a, like just such a, like a proud thing. Just like, sort of like,
it's a great accomplishment.
it's just kind of like validating in a way. Just like, you know, you're just like, boom, like that's my thing, you know, like that's, you know,
when you get complimented on it, it's just like, oh, nice.
Hey man. That's
pretty cool. Because I also signed another piece of paper on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And
I love how you're just going around signing papers.
I'm a businessman now.
Yeah.
And the person who like watched over me sign it or whatever, he's like, I like that flow. Like, I like how it flows.
Sick flow. Like, yeah.
Thanks, man. Like your flow too.
but yeah, I mean, it's definitely kind of a small piece, but still definitely a piece of kind of your identity in a way. Like, you know, because that's in a lot of instances, that's like the only, I don't want to say trace, but like that's like the only thing representing you in terms of like different documents and stuff. So it might as well be really cool. So
yeah.
So yeah, shout out to Matthew's sick flow.
Thanks. Hey, if you're struggling with your flow, I will help you.
If you're struggling with your flow, go ahead.
You know where to go. Hey,
Brandon Talk Boys.
So remember the Gave the Day, the thing we started a couple of minutes ago.
I don't know.
Me neither.
That.
I just remembered that we were doing that. So you wanna start us off, or if you don't
know or have forgotten what the Gave the Day is, like Matthew and I.
Could you forget though?
I mean, I feel like we both just kind of forgot.
We lost it there for a
second there.
We got distracted.
So if you're like us, the Gave the Day. basically, there are no like
quick documentary about it.
There are no great rules about it. It's just Matthew and I picking some random thing to give a shout out to. Basically, I'd like to say singing about the unsung and just acknowledging those that kind of go fly under the radar, like we were saying earlier.
Big or as small as you want it to be.
Exactly. Could be anything.
Mm-hmm.
Person, place, thing.
Object, idea in the world.
Yeah. It doesn't also...
Food, item. That
doesn't... necessarily have to be a noun, but
person,
but
place,
yeah,
thing,
but yeah,
subject, verb,
predicate. I guess what we're trying to get across here is that there are no major rules or guidelines. We just kind of go with the flow.
And if you need help with your flow,
As we've learned, Matthew, the flow doctor, is here to help. Yeah. So, Matthew, would you like to share?
I wrote this down a couple episodes ago, but
ooh,
I didn't share it. I shared it with Tayson though a couple days ago.
Mm-hmm.
My of the day is, I know it's kind of like one sided, so you kind of have to be part of it to experience it. Like you kind of have to have it to do it. What I'm talking about is an iPhone. You kind of gotta have that or else it I don't think it'll work. I don't know. I've never had another phone. Actually I have, but I'm pretty sure flip phones can't do it.
Yeah, but don't know that that's necessarily a feature there.
The next upgrade coming soon. But my aim of the day is when your iPhone just knows what you're gonna say next, and it like the text. What's it called? How do you put it?
Predictive text.
Yeah, predictive. Yeah,
the name of the feature.
I am. That's my aim of the day.
I am. Granted, I don't know for sure, but I am pretty sure that is a widely
on all
utilized feature. Yeah, I think so. Okay. If you are out there listening to our podcast and you do not have an iPhone, let us know if you have predictive text. Yeah,
with a 5-star review.
Go ahead. To be featured on the show.
But yeah, because I say a lot of like, not really catchphrases, but I just say a lot of things I say a lot, obviously.
Call them catchphrases.
Great sentence there. Like I just repeat a lot of things. I love how my phone just knows what I'm going to say.
Yeah.
Next time.
Do you think that is actually a really...
Then also it just throws out like a random word. And I'm like, well, I wasn't even thinking that, but okay, Apple.
I'm gonna use it. No, but yeah. that'll put a twist on your conversation there. But
that is
an interesting thing because a while ago, and granted, I might be misremembering everything at this point, but a while ago I was asked
Take your time.
I was in a group of people.
Okay. Oh, and, wow.
And it was kind of like thrown out there like, oh, guys, what are like my catchphrases? Like, what do I say all the time or whatever? And so like we tried to like, you know, brainstorm collectively and figure out what everybody's catchphrases were. And nobody wanted to do mine. So
this is your catchphrase. Ready? Oh, are we live? That's one. Let's crack it.
because as you know, like, I mean, I just want to be a part of the group. It's not that I specifically wanted people to repeat the things that I say a lot, but I just, because I feel like that would potentially be a little, not necessarily embarrassing, but just like kind of cringy, you know, you're just like, ah, I do say that,
dang.
but no, I kind of got left out of that one. So that hurt, but
sorry.
It's okay. I don't want to sound like pathetic and say like, I have the whole time, whatever. But I will say there is a reason that I steer away from groups, and that has something to do with it. Anyways,
your game of the day.
Your
game of the day.
Your game of the day, please.
Jeez, come on, we're waiting.
Yeah, every once in a while, Matthew just has those little things that he slips in there that just remind me to kind of do what I'm doing here. my yay of the day. there's no epic backstory to this one, unfortunately. I know that's kind of become the expectation with me.
Right.
My yay of the day.
That's your catchphrase. Is backstory.
Is. I don't know how to say this. Is. I don't want to say like ripoffs, but just variations of a basic idea. And the inspiration behind this is like, is, you know, like Lucky Charms is like, is a pretty basic formula for a cereal that has been,
but it's so good.
exactly. That has been like redone and you know,
yes,
variated, I guess, yes. in many different flavors and stuff. And many things
have branched out.
Yeah. You can find a lot of different cereals that include little marshmallows.
Marshmallow mateys.
Yeah. And I mean, that's just kind of like a name brand versus like store brand difference. But I mean, even like to say like
Wheat Chips and Mellow Boys.
I don't necessarily just mean like making something generic, but just like taking, you know, just like taking an idea, putting your own spin on it, and I guess
so you're gonna hit that as great value.
I'm gonna chalk that up to creativity and innovation. And
wow, look at you, man.
And yeah,
I like that.
Thank you.
I like that. Good job.
Thank you. Yeah.
I'm also
thankful for. I'm sorry. What?
Said how's the weekly walks going? Nature Boys is out and active. Is that still going actually strong?
I went for a walk last night. Because of course I did, and it was cool. I mean, I didn't not a whole lot of elevation in that one. I stayed pretty close to sea level. Not really, because we're pretty above that. But you know, stay pretty level, and I don't know. It's just good to get out of it somehow. Especially,
did you see Cornelius?
I did not. I did see. I saw a rabbit though.
Rabbits are fun.
Rabbits are fun. I guess it's just kind of cool because, like, for me personally, like, I like to, you know, like, listen to music. So it's like my ears are pleased, my eyes are pleased with stuff. I mean, I don't usually take snacks, but maybe I could take a snack, then my mouth would be pleased. My nose is pleased because I'm breathing, and that's all it does. and yeah, and I guess my legs are pleased too because they're moving and they like to do that.
Exercise.
Speaking of my legs liking to move, it is sometimes really hard to do these podcasts. Not that I want to sit here.
I readjust just so many times during the episode. Like I have. Oh man.
No, it's really fun, and the point is not to like sit here and like complain about it, because I mean obviously it is like our choice to sit down and do this every week or whatever, but it is really funny to grow and go look at things that are all of a sudden small. Which is a terrible way to put that, but yeah, no, I think it is hard to kind of differentiate, like, oh, am I just growing or is the world around me getting smaller or did it, it is kind of like that question, like, you know, is it me or everything else, basically, you know what I mean? Mm. And I guess that takes a good amount of not only self-awareness, but awareness of all that is around you. Anyways, but yeah, I just thought it was really funny, like, because it just seems really ironic for me to be like, oh man, I just love getting out and walking, and here I am.
Not walking.
Yeah, just absolutely painful every so often.
Should we do some concluding thoughts? Outro this.
One thing that I did
last thoughts
want to bring up, just because I know the outro is going to be a whole different thing. I hate that.
Yes, you hate the outro.
No, I actually really enjoy doing the outro, but
it's your thing, man.
What? Thank you. I appreciate.
Well, there's many things that your thing. Like that's just.
I feel like we
it's
both
not
have
just your thing. Like
I feel like
you're a man of many things.
Our things. Thank you. I have grown an appreciation, and this is not the A of the day. I've grown an appreciation for potatoes. Not that I didn't appreciate
potatoes. Oh yeah, we talked about potatoes last time.
I've loved potatoes for many years now. Potatoes and I have had a long lasting
relationship.
I guess you could tie this into my A of the day in terms of like innovation and whatever, because there are so many different things that you can do with a potato, so many different ways to prepare
transformation.
It. But yeah, I just feel like I've had so much of that specific vegetable over the last 2 weeks. And
yeah, dude, I see you start to notice it. Like I noticed it with pizza that you're just like, wow, like I've really eaten this a lot lately. Like, yeah. You just notice what you pay attention to.
Yeah,
like,
I will say, I will
a lot
say,
of potatoes going
I will
my
say
system.
That, that pizza cake that we were on, at least for me, has kind of simmered down
it's
a little.
It's definitely gone down.
Yeah. But now it's potatoes. So
what's
I mean,
what's your favorite way to consume a potato?
Usually with my mouth. That's a
oh yeah.
No, but
really, just like French fries.
I'm sorry. Potato. It was just sitting right there. But no.
You jokester.
I made some French fries a while ago.
Last episode?
That were pretty good.
Your mom wanted you to make
potatoes. yeah, that is what that was. Yeah, we ended up making French fries and they were really good.
They were good.
So those were really good. I've been kind of, I wouldn't necessarily call it a kick, but there was like this one day specifically that I can remember that I just wanted to eat like four bags of potato chips and nothing else. Cause I mean, I sometimes thought you were
just gonna say straight up potatoes.
Yeah.
Wow. Hopefully you're not smelly.
No, I mean, wouldn't really make much of a difference to me, but I just like them, you know, they're very versatile, but also
they're fun,
but also like not, you know what I mean, because they're like potatoes and that is kind of like a, you know, they're like boring and dumb or whatever.
Yeah, but you could do many things. You could play hot potato with them.
You
could play
a lot of fun things
with Mr. Potato with them.
How do you enjoy your potatoes? let us know.
Oh man, well, should we wrap things up?
Let's go ahead and do it.
Sweet. That was a really fast 70 minutes. Not gonna lie.
That was a yeah.
What the crap?
I think that can be largely attributed to that whole Olympic thing.
Yeah, we'll throw back to what we're like. Yeah, we'll figure out. We don't know what to talk about.
Now we're done.
That's the beauty of the show, baby.
That's just business.
That's just business.
For future Matthew listening to this, Do you have a message for future you?
No.
Okay, well,
I'll be having a great night editing.
I do have a future message for you. I mean, no, I have a current message for future Matthew.
Oh yeah.
I have a future message for current you. You'll hear it later.
Sounds good.
I hope you figure out your layup of phobia.
Oh yes. Me too, future me.
Yeah.
Cool.
Anyways, thank you so much for tuning into season 2, episode 28. That's 2-8.
You got it right this time.
We had a lot of fun doing this one. Kind of flew by, if we're being frank, but we are not being frank because that's not our name. If you would like to check out last week's episode because you missed it, in which case, what are you doing?
Or you just love it so much you want to re-listen to it.
That's also available. You can go ahead and check that out wherever you are listening to this one. If you would like to get a cute little drawing of the episode cover art right at the top of your feed every week, you can go ahead and follow us on Instagram at Random Talk Podcast.
I decided to add more hair to yours and no longer go with
Thank
the
you.
Thing. So I'm going to do that. Now I'm going to dye it pink until it's not that pink
that.
Anymore.
I appreciate that. Yeah. I mean, who knows when that's going to be. But we appreciate your time and your energy as always. Matthew, do you have anything you would like to squeeze in here?
Stay tuned for Matthew and Jason making the Olympic debut here pretty soon.
Of course. Be sure to come back same time next week.
shout out Clark Jones and shout out Trey to get first place wearing a Speedo. Yeah.
Huge shout out.
Still need to get.
I think that's everything. So
I think that's everything too.
Unless we have a voice memo. Oh, what's that?
Oh wait, what? Oh,
guess we're gonna need you to drop one. There's a link in the description of this episode where you can go leave voice
after
memo.
You read the description of the episode. Yes,
read the description because Matthew works hard to make those very pleasing to the eyeballs, and it works. If you'd like, you can go leave. It doesn't. You don't have to say anything special. You can just be like, yeah.
just that sound.
But yeah, go ahead and do that, and you know, follow the socials. I assume they're
welcome to Random Talk, where we just blast the outro for 10 minutes.
Yeah,
sorry. we just stretch the outro so long.
I just want to make sure that they're here, getting what they need.
Yeah, you're right. Sorry.
But yeah, as always, I'm gonna take a sip here, and
do you want me to talk while you sip?
Future Matthew, I would like this to be included. Please don't take out my sip.
Okay, he's got you. Dude, that is a loud sip.
That was a good one.
That was a great sip of Dr. Pepper. Shout out, not sponsored. Huge shout out. Could be though.
It could be though. Hit us up. Huge shout out to Dr. Pepper, best doctor I've ever had. You know, oh,
that's
by the
right.
way,
that's
sorry,
right.
I know we're like wrapping this up, but I didn't find it. Like I was looking at my birth certificate because, you know, sometimes I just want to prove. Okay. I just want to prove to myself that like I'm alive and real, yeah, and, like yeah. I'm not an alien. And I was looking at it
every morning.
I was looking at it. And I saw, you know, like there's a whole bunch of like details of like my birth, I guess, labeled. Like, for example, I was born at 3:50 p.m. So every time it's 3:50, I get a little bit older. But that's you can say that about any time. Anyway,
2:01 p.m.
Wow, look at you. Just yeah. but I saw that my my birth assistant, maybe? I don't know the
Dr.
term
Fauci?
For it. But like, I guess it was, I don't know. But
they put that on your birth certificate?
But I'm guessing it was who delivered me, basically. And I just thought it was really interesting because
Carl Malone.
No, he
delivered you.
He is my dad. I was watching that play. It's like Carmel kind of. I mean, I kind of need to talk to my mom see if anything weird's been going on there. But no.
Oh my god.
But no. I thought it was interesting because you know, I looked up the doctor and
you looked her up.
Yeah, bro.
Or he. Sorry.
Yeah, Dr. Cameron Anderson, for those wondering if you know a Dr. Cameron Anderson.
Dude, I feel like Cameron Anderson's very common name.
I've met at least two. His arms were the first I was ever in. And I don't know how that
you guys
makes
should
me feel
reunite
yet.
Now.
So,
you guys should have a reunion and like
well,
bond.
It was really funny. It was really funny because like on like his like medical profile, I don't know. I was doing some deep stalking.
He's a TikTok star now.
Yeah. It had like his picture and I showed it to my mom and I was like, "Do you know this man?" She was like, "No, should I?" And I was like, I mean, he knows me pretty intimately.
Probably knows you better.
Yeah, probably. But yeah, I know. Just shout out to Cameron Andrew, Dr. Cameron
Doctor,
Anderson.
Doctor.
Thank you.
Yes,
for,
and Dr. Pepper.
Thank you for safely bringing me into this world.
We appreciate it.
It's really, by the way, you should. You honestly should. It's probably the same guy. No, I'm just kidding. But it really was a thankless job, and I just want to be the first because, I mean, I'm guessing somebody probably was like, hey, thanks.
You couldn't tell him thank you at
exactly.
the moment.
So here, almost 18...
Wow.
Almost
that is crazy.
A month in a month.
You've waited almost 18 years to tell him thank you.
Almost 18 years to say thank you.
Wow. Thank you.
Isn't that sorry. We're not done. No, but wouldn't that just be so weird? Like, because obviously, you know, there are so many different professions that have you dealing with, you know, people and getting a chance to watch them grow. Like, for example, a teacher, like how your old teacher sent you a thing for graduating and
Mrs. McIntosh.
Yes, huge shout out.
Mrs. Heinerman.
I'm assuming both of them are listening. But
I don't think they are.
but I just think it would be really interesting, like if I delivered a baby and then like, you know, heard nothing from that baby for
you listen to a podcast and then
all of a sudden they like walked into my hospital as like an adult and they were like, hey.
Do you think he still works there?
Yeah. Maybe. I guess it probably would have told me while I was doing my stalking, but I wasn't really paying attention to that. I more so just wanted a picture.
Did you just
put a face in my mind because now when I can like think about it, I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah. Because I do have like very few pictures of like that day, so. I guess he was there chilling, hanging out, doing what he does.
He's behind the camera.
This is the weirdest thing ever. I don't think I should have brought this up. But
I love it, bro. That's such a
yeah.
Oh man,
that is
such a way to end the episode.
Yeah, that is gonna do it for us. Be sure to
be sure to check us out next week, because there will be episode 29, which is going to be a great one. We're going to talk about potatoes.
Oh, man.
Cool.
Josh, well, have a great day. Have a great night. Have a great evening. Have a great morning. Have a great wherever you are in life.
Yeah. Be nice to people. Be nice to people. We will see you next week.
Peace.